Hello and welcome to the Sport Podcast. I am hosting today, but I do have Mr. McCallum with me. We are going to be talking about what's been a very impressive year of sports. Thank you for coming in, Mr. McCallum.
Thank you for having me again.
Always a pleasure. Right, so let's just jump straight in. Let's go back to the start of the year. What was your vision and ambitions for sport this year? And do you think we achieved those goals?
I think the main focus this year was around raising the quality of what we're already doing. I think the 24-25 year was a big year for us in regards to raising participation numbers across the sports. So we had a real solid foundation of participation going into this year. So this year was sort of about producing the quality on the field, on the court, on the pool, wherever that is. Just really raising the bar of that. Now, obviously, we got the new dome facility over the summer, which was obviously in line with that sort of vision of improving quality, especially for our volleyball and basketball teams. And then alongside that, we also brought in a lot of new professional coaches to work with our teams across basketball, football and swimming, which again has been an absolute revelation in regards to what they've created and supported our students in producing what we set out to do. But the big thing was just about growing a growth mindset across our players and coaches, and ensuring that we found a balance between fun and enjoyment, but actually really trying to push some standards in regards to results as well.
And yeah, well, results. I think we're obviously going to touch on that. Some very good ones. But what were the standout moments or achievements for the school teams this year? Unexpected triumphs. Were there any? What were they?
I think, like you say, the results speak for themselves. 28 major first place trophies across the sports. That's up from about 5 last year. 75% win percentage in our midweek games. Which is huge. You know, you look across any sports around the world in major leagues and things, 75% is going to win the league.
Yeah.
Or trophies. So that was really impressive. And also then as well, our best Fabricia performances to date across golf, swimming, and then our performances at the games, which were just brilliant. In regards to unexpected, you know, I don't know, but our Fabricia golf team, our girls won every single age group at that event. We're a team of 4 that we took over there. For 3 of them to go and win their age group, I think is pretty phenomenal, and really dominant in such a dominant way. Our under 14 girls winning everything at their age group. Again, I don't think it's never been done across Hangzhou within the international schools. That's the volleyball, football and basketball, 5 major trophies in a really, really competitive age group. And the only other one really that I can think of off the top of my head is probably our under-11 Fabricia team in Thailand, going there against 8 of the real strong international schools from around Asia, winning the football and then coming 2nd in athletics, swimming and t-ball. I just think being at the top end consistently against all those high-quality schools really shows where we're sort of coming.
Yeah, I mean, I think... we recently had the sports awards. I mean, girls throughout the school dominated, didn't they? They've been dominating in all across the board, I think.
It's a real strength we have. There's a real passion amongst the girls and with our parents in the value of girls playing sport. We're nearly 50% girls participation in regards to boys, which there won't be many schools around that's the case.
No.
And the results there therefore speak for themselves.
Absolutely. What's the most important lesson you will take from this year going into the next one?
It's always hard with lessons when you've had such a positive year. I think the big thing on reflection that I've managed to do in the last couple of weeks is around, I think the personal growth of our athletes is as important as what happens on the field. I think we've made big strides in that this year, but I think that's an area that, you know, we can push further moving forward. I think mainly that's around things like resilience, them having ambition, being persistent in what they want to achieve, and just that growth mindset that I mentioned earlier. I just think that's something that I really, you know, something we've learned is valuable this year, and is ultimately what gets us the results in those close games, is that willingness to keep going, that willingness to drive and determination to win. And the big thing as well is we're now developing students that aren't making excuses. They're taking accountability for themselves. Is it perfect? No, but we're getting there. We're moving in the right direction. So the big thing for me is about students taking accountability for the decisions they make on and off the court, and understanding that those decisions have impacts. It's not the end of the world, but we reflect, we understand, and then we can choose what we do next.
Well, I touched on it a minute ago about the sports awards. Obviously, we had that recently. It was a great event. Very well done. And there was some additional awards in there as well. Do you want to talk a little bit about the sports awards?
Yeah. So what a wicked event. It was so good. It's the first, you know, real one we've done in the last couple of years. There was one a long time ago. But it's our first sort of one of the new sports team and setup we have. We had over 200 people there, which was fantastic. And we handed out over 70 trophies. Which was just wonderful to celebrate those students. And then we also got a wonderful sneak peek at some of the new marketing approaches we're taking with the football and the basketball teams.
Love those videos.
They were awesome. And the reaction we got from the parents and the people watching was so, so good. And they've gone out recently on our social media stuff.
Oh, nice.
They were awesome. But it was just such a joyous occasion. And I just think it highlighted the passion that our athletes, our parents, our coaches and our school leaders who joined us as well have for sport and the value it has within our community.
We talked about the mindset, and you actually introduced some awards specific to people within the school that had exactly that, had that mindset, had become leaders. Some interesting awards you added as well.
Yeah, we added a leadership award won by Jason Yang. I think his personal development this year has been unbelievable. His on-court and pitch talent has never been denied. I think this year, you know, other teams go at him. They try and wind him up. They try and get him to bite. And this year, he's just shown such a maturity. And in keeping the whole team nice and calm, making good decisions. And that's why they've won things. For sure. And then we also bought in the big one, I think, is the Lion and Lioness Awards we bought. It's for those athletes that are not just performing in their sport, but are also being leaders, are also showing the values consistently, are turning up to training. They don't miss training sessions. You know, they're the people we really want to highlight. Those two new awards really, really push the values and the leadership side as much as the on-court, on-field stuff.
Yeah, it was great. It was a really, really good event. Next year, let's talk about that. What's next for the Wellington Lions sports program?
More of the same. In regards to results, it's going to be really, really hard to say we're going to get more trophies and we're going to have a higher win percentage. You know, that's going to be a real challenge for us next year. I'm not going to lie. So maintaining those standards is priority number one. We're going to attend more international and domestic events for sure. And we're applying for a few new associations at the moment to provide some extra opportunities, especially with that sort of under 14 girls who will be under 15 next year, really challenging them outside of Hangzhou. And also our under 15 basketball team is super, super strong. So we want to go and take them and give them some opportunities. We're going to try and take them to Thailand as well next year and push them with Fabricia stuff. And then the other things really are around leadership, which I've mentioned quite a lot in the sports program. Can we develop more referees, student coaches, students that want to support from maybe even a marketing perspective and things for our sports program and things like the podcast, you know, and how we can grow these things around sport, not just what's going on in it.
That's nice because, again, I think these things get overlooked, don't they? We focus a lot on players and being athletes. And not so much about maybe the coaching aspect of it, which obviously is a massively important part. I mean, of course, quite often you start in sports and then go on to maybe coach. But, you know, planting that seed a little bit earlier, giving that kind of idea, it's also going to be beneficial from a sporting perspective as well, isn't it?
So. Hugely. And that's my job, really. You know, I've had to take the program and grow it in these first 2 years. And now for me, it's about having that strategic approach in what else is involved in a sports program. It's not just the on-field stuff. You know, it is how we're developing humans, you know, off that as well. And I think, you know, we're going to do that across all the sports, swimming as well. You know, we're really going to grow the out-of-pool stuff next year. So strength and conditioning, nutritional support and things. And it's really fun for me in my role to be able to now get into that stuff because that's where my passion lies. That's what I love doing. And I'm really going to get my teeth into that next year and then keep expanding what we're doing. We bought in T-ball this year, which was a really nice addition for our primary students, looking at what else we can push there. And also then things like, you know, getting lower primary playing some badminton. There's a passion at the lower primary end to do some badminton to get that going. And then things like our tennis. We've got some players representing the school outside in tennis, you know, providing them with Fabrizio opportunities and more opportunities around China. So tennis can hopefully do what golf did a few years ago and really start growing that moving forward.
Yeah, that'd be great. As you say, we talked at the awards about volleyball being a new thing. That's something else that can grow as well. I mean, you've planted the seeds already in a lot of new stuff, which is hopefully only going to get bigger and bigger.
Absolutely. And I think that's why, you know, taking this opportunity just to say thanks to the reason we can do that is because of the sports coaches that we have at school, including yourself, you know, an academic team and that allow us to expand that program. You know, within the PE team, although we've got a big team, we can't do everything. And that extra support is what allows us to be ambitious. And then also the, you know, to the parents and pupils and their support and a big thanks to them. Because their want and desire to do more allows us to provide it. I know other schools that are trying to drag people into teams because, you know, we never say no to people, but we struggle to find space for people at times. Mm. And that's a great position to be in as a program.
Yeah, that's not a bad problem to have, is it?
Absolutely.
And as you say, we do try and involve everyone as much as we can, certainly in the team sports where it's possible to do that. So yes, very much lots to look forward to next year. Is there anything else you want to touch on or you think we've...
No, covered? Just I'm super proud of everybody that's listened to this, probably has something to do with sport this year. I'm just super proud of everybody that's been involved. You know, you make my job super, super happy. And I know the leaders in the school are super proud of everybody involved with sport. So just a big thank you. And I hope everybody has a lovely summer.
Brilliant. Thank you, Mr. McCallum.